Good evening, everybody. My name is Eve, and I will be your host here tonight at Livin' Single. Tonight's topic is ghosting. Now, everybody's had it done to them, everybody's done it, but I want to know why you do it. Why do you ghost somebody? What are the circumstances? I also want to know, have you ever been ghosted, and how did that make you feel? So, tonight is all about sharing stories and experiences about the whole concept in general. Please stay tuned if you would like to learn more.
Welcome to Living Single Across America. We are a podcast here nightly, 7 days a week at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to connect with singles across the globe for networking, real talk sessions, business building, and so much more. We would love to hear from you, our listeners, and if you have an idea or a topic you would love to talk to us about or hear us talk about, or you just want to reach out to us, please do not hesitate to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or our website at www.livingsingle.org. Stay tuned.
Eve?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Who's all here?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. So, like the intro said, tonight's topic is ghosting. And I kind of wanted a formal definition of what that was because I think it has a lot of meanings. And according to Urban Dictionary, it is when a person cuts off all communication with their friends or a person they are dating with zero warning or notice beforehand. So that leads me to my first question. Have you ever been ghosted and how did it affect you? And I'll start with Kaya.
Oh my goodness. You would start with me. My only relationship that I would say like something that I was like really engaged in, like something I would say was like long term or whatever. So I would say my first relationship, because he was my sexually, he ghosted me. We were together for 6 years and it was a long distance relationship, and I was just in love. He was my first, you know. He was the first man I've ever gave myself to, the first guy that I actually really dated, the first man that I, you know, brought home to my family, the only man that I brought home to my family. And it happened really fast. I had moved in with him and his family, and then we ended up getting our own place for a little bit. And I remember asking him, because it was times where he wouldn't come home. So I started seeing, like, I saw a change in our relationship. And so he wouldn't come home at night, and I would be up, like, all night, mind you, waiting for him to come home, especially on the nights that I didn't work. And I would call his phone, like, hey, where you at? You know, why you're not answering? And he wouldn't come home until maybe, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes the next morning, and I'll be sleeping on the couch, and he come home, and I'm like, what's going on with you? Like, why haven't you been coming home? I get that you're you know, and he wasn't working, so I didn't understand. I didn't understand why he wouldn't come home or why he wasn't coming home. And I just asked him, like, you know, are you happy? Like, it's okay if you're not happy, you know, you can tell me that you're not happy. And he did. He said, I haven't been happy for a while. And I was like, for a while, meaning when I moved out here to be with you or before? And he was like, you know, since you've been here, it's like things just kind of been different. And honestly, in my opinion, I thought the relationship was going just fine. I was working, you know, 3 jobs to provide for us so we can pay our bills and stuff like that. And after he said that he wasn't happy, I was like, okay, well, if you can move your brother in and help him take over, you know, some of the bills, then I'm just going to, you know, go back home and be with my family. Like, I'm just going to go back. Like, I don't want you to be unhappy, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to continue this relationship if it's not going anywhere. So I ended up moving, back home, and then he came out to visit me, and we never really ended the relationship. You know, he was just like, you know, well, if you're going to go back home, you know, let's see if, you know, if I come out there, if I can, you know, basically move out there, we can see if it, you know, if we can make it work out there, but it's not working here. So to make a long story short, he did. He ended up coming out to visit me a couple times. A couple times, because he had some legal issues that he was dealing with where I was living or where I moved, where I had moved back home. And then he came to visit me once, his last court date, and then I never heard from him again. Like, he never said, Kaya, you know, this is over, or he never texted me and said, hey, like, you know, I think this is going to be our last time seeing each other or anything. He came to his court date, and then he just disappeared. And, like, I remember, like, always asking myself, like, did I deserve that, you know, after 6 mm-hmm. years of just, you know, investing so much time. And mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm going to cry, but investing so much time, not only time, but money. I invested money into mm-hmm. him trying to start his businesses. Working, you know, extra hard while I was out there with him, and just being like completely heartbroken after the whole situation.
Did you call him and text him, and he just never? Did he block your number, or you don't even know, huh?
No, I called him. I called him several times. I actually wrote a song about it. I called him. In the song, I think I said I called him like over 100 times, you know, reaching out to his family, his friends, and just trying to hear back from anybody. It was like once he dropped me, you know, they dropped me. And I was like, what the mm-hmm. heck? Like, you know, I thought we were all family, and that was not the case. That was not the case at all.
Did his friends or family give you any insight, or did they kind of block you too?
No. One of his sisters did finally reach out to me and just told me to, like, you know, to leave him alone. And I'm not going to say that I went on stalker mode, but I kind of was, like, you know, blocking his social media a little bit, trying to find my own closure. And I found mm-hmm. out that one of my managers, he had been dating her, like, on and off throughout our relationship over the 6 years that we were together, and I had no clue of it. And I've only found that out because I had my manager on my social media, and he had her he had her sister on her page, and so the woman looked familiar. So I went through my manager's pictures and saw that they were sisters, and then I figured out his password on one of his social media accounts, and I saw messages between them, like, going back as far as the time frame that we were dating. And I was completely shocked. I was completely shocked because I, Like, I literally had no idea.
Yeah, and if he would have, you know, just at least talked to you and told you, like, hey, this is it, you never would have known any of that. I don't think so. I think you probably would have just, like, you know, been like, all right, okay, bye. But you had to do your own digging, and a lot of truth came out, and I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's like the worst ghosting story I think I've ever heard. Wow. How long ago was that? Like, when did that happen?
That happened back in 2000. Let me see. I try and go back as far as how old am I now? Okay, that happened when I was 24. So that happened maybe six years ago. Yes. I'm not doing math.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like 6 months ago. Okay, you've had time to heal,
This was definitely a few years ago. 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Alexa.
I can't believe I'm
still
affected by it today.
What'd you say?
I said, I can't believe I'm still affected by it today. Like, I didn't think that I would get emotional because I've been trying to tell myself, like, oh, I'm over him. I've been dating other guys. You know, I'm completely done with it. But I guess there is still a little bit of emotion attached to it because I got emotional. Like, I almost cried. I did shit. Like,
that's kind of why I brought it up is I don't think people realize how it lingers because I have one story that, again, like, I still get affected by it, and it was years ago, and I don't know why, and so I kind of wanted to just see if other people had that experience, too. So, Alexis, have you ever been ghosted, and did it affect you?
Yes, because, like Kaya, maybe towards the end of 2017, I met this person that I really fell hard for. And let's just say that he knew just what to say. He knew just what to do. And I really thought that I found my Prince Charming. And then all of a sudden, he just disappeared. Like, no comment, no texting, no calling, nothing. Right? And then a little bit after the ghosting, I basically saw him online again. And when I tried to talk to him, he basically wouldn't talk to me at all. So then I found this one girl, and she and I were talking. And I asked her, I was like, does she know of him? And she told me, oh, yeah, I talked to him before. He basically is single, et cetera, et cetera. And she told me that she had phone sex with him. And I was like, okay, so when was this? And it happened to be during our relationship. So when I told her everything about us, she was like, oh, wow, that's just messed up. But here's the thing. I found out our entire relationship was a lie. I found out he's not who he claimed to be. So I was still very, very angry and very, very hurt over what happened. So I asked her to basically try to urge him to talk to me. And he had some really rude things to say to me or say about me that he never said to me, but she was in the position where she didn't really want to tell me. So I just told her, just go ahead and tell me. So basically, he had a lot of things to say about me being a plus-size person, a lot of things to say about me, and it was just all negative and hurtful. But here's the thing. What he had to say had a ring of truth to it. I just did not appreciate the way he went about it. So after that situation, my life changed for a positive way, where because of what he had to say and because I took notice of myself, I made the change to avoid sugar at all costs, and I lost over 100 pounds the following year. Because believe it or not, I was getting extremely so heavy where I was heading towards the 500, 600, 700 pound range. I didn't even realize that about myself. So in a weird way, by him ghosting me, by him saying what he had to say negatively about me behind my back, it helped me turn my life around. And ironies of all ironies, about a year later, he and I ended up running into each other again online. And he basically was telling me he's so sorry. He did not mean to ghost me, all this pathetic stuff. And I allowed him to say what he needed to say because I was in a much happier space in my life where I was no longer angry about the whole ghosting. But I did get closure by thanking him. So he was actually very shocked. I thanked him. I was like, thank you so much for ghosting me. And he goes, why would you even say something like that? And I was like, because when you ghosted me and you had all those mean, nasty things to say about me, you made me take inventory of my life and I turned my life around. So thank you for helping me turn my life around. And now you missed out on an amazing, awesome person I am. So thank you for helping me take inventory. Thank you for helping me turn my life around. Now I'm a better, awesome person without you. And you can kiss my, basically.
Yeah, well, at least you got closure. So, I mean, yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website. Check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. I have just been informed we have 2 more callers. So, 360, what's your name and where are you calling from?
360, that must be me.
Yes, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. Name's Carl. And I'm calling from Washington.
So, Carl, have you ever been ghosted and did it affect you?
I suppose so, although I think ghosting really is, I guess it's like an internet term, really, or having to do with phones. And, I don't communicate that much. So I guess I kind of like feel like I'm a ghost anyway a little bit. But, as far as, I think it's more of an attitude of leaving unfulfilled expectations. And, or like leaving someone like confused or misunderstanding or anything where there isn't a clarity. And I believe in reincarnation. And I think, that's a lot of part about what that's all about is everything that was left unsaid, anybody on their deathbed that says, I wish I would have said this or that more. I think, a big part of our whole life is about expressing ourselves and our truth and what we mean, what we feel. And it's a wonderful thing that we have language that we are able to communicate that to one another. So in that, I'm kind of thinking about it in a very specific way, about specifically being single or just communicating with parents or family or friends or lovers. But ultimately, I think it's about courage. It's about having the self-worth to speak one's mind, or the valuing someone else to speak that. And so, yes, I've definitely been left wondering many times in my life, and I've also left others wondering. But specifically ghosting, I'm thinking the first time was just in high school. Girls would give me their number, and I'm like, sis, call me. It's like, why? It's like, about the assignment. I got a lot of homework to do. And they get all annoyed with me if I didn't call them. And like, okay, I probably ghosted somebody. how does this work?
Well,
I think ultimately that's my ghost. That's my most effective ghosting story, I think, that I have.
So you did the ghosting.
Sure. But, you know, I could also say, like, in a way, like with my parents, like there's been times in my life where I haven't spoken to them for like a long time. And what I mean by that is like a couple of years have gone by, you know, at times, and just didn't really have anything to say, but could just really don't want to. And I kind of feel like they feel like that. What it really gets to a problem is if someone feels guilty about it, or they feel ashamed, or, you know, because I hate to think that I made someone feel responsible for that, as opposed to someone who might feel all that, but they cover it up with being really defensive or angry, or like, they'll step on my toes, or I'll get you. And then it's like, well, I really don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, like, why? So, anyway, I'm just giving some philosophy on it. I don't really have a really good, juicy story necessarily that I'm ready to tell. Yeah, that's what I feel like. It's a term that refers to us specifically in like little situations, but ultimately I think that's like a big part of our lives, really, is what's left unsaid.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like it's inevitable, basically.
Or maybe
it's
just a big issue we're all dealing with, and someday we won't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's interesting. That was not an answer I was expecting, but I love being surprised. So thank you for that. We have caller 404. So who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? This is Tawanda in Atlanta, Georgia, my area. And in reference to ghosting, I have been on the receiving end and I have done it. And definitely not anything to be proud of. And I'm just listening to what the gentleman was just saying, as well as what you were saying earlier. Ah, man, I think on this show last week, I was talking about a friend of mine that had met a guy and she had talked to him for a while and went to visit him and et cetera, et cetera. And when she left, he wouldn't pick up her call anymore. And this was kind of before FaceTime was as good as it is. I think they were like Skyping or whatever. But yeah, I've met guys before, and I kind of talked, but I really wasn't feeling it, like when we actually met, and I just didn't really know how to say it. And I've met people before, and then I never heard from them again either. So I always wondered, like, what the hell happened? And I started doing a call on polite rejection because I said that the not knowing is sometimes what kills us. And I always ask people, hey, how do you give polite rejection? Because the reality is everyone is not interested in everyone, regardless of what that reason is. It's just sometimes so hard to say, hey, I think that you're really nice. You're just not really for me. So I definitely would like to continue to build on the different ways of giving polite rejection. And the last thing I want to really quickly say, there's a guy that I follow from Facebook to YouTube. His name is Dar something. I can't really remember, but he has amazing, like, videos and analogies of certain types of things. And he did a video I saw a few weeks ago about a lady, and a lady that was married, and the husband was kind of treating her like crap. And, you know, of course, you have to be careful how you treat people because karma is real. And he was cheating on her. His girlfriend came up to the house and said she was pregnant, and he just kind of told the lady, told his wife, well, you never could give me a baby. Yeah, I got a girlfriend. I hate it for you to find out like this. And he ended up leaving her, and she was, like, devastated because, you know, rejection is hard. And fast forward 2 years later, she ended up seeing the guy, which became her ex-husband. And, again, I don't know if it's a true story or not. And she was pregnant at the time. This is the lady that was his wife. And she had met a guy. She had got married again. And he was shocked to see that she was pregnant. And she said, well, how are you doing it? How's your wife? Da, da, da. And he said, oh, she left me, and the child wasn't mine. And come to find out, the reason that she never got pregnant was because he couldn't have kids. But anyway, long story short, karma is real. We should be careful how we treat people. And one of the things I like to strive to be better at is learning how to give polite rejection. So if I'm not interested in someone, I'll find a really nice way to say it and not have to ghost anyone. And hopefully no one will ghost me either.
Yeah, thank you, Tawanda. I agree. That's actually going to get into part two, but we have to take a break. So I'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. So I kind of wanted to understand more the one who's doing it. I wanted to understand their point of view more. So I looked up on Psychology Today the most common reason people ghost. And they narrowed it down to four major reasons. And the first one is fear. So basically, somebody doesn't really know how you're going to fit into their life. Like, maybe they do like you, but maybe they're not really sure how your, like, their family would feel about you or if it's actually going to work out. So they'll just, like, panic and ghost you. The second reason was conflict avoidance, which kind of goes back to what Tawanda was saying. It's like, I just don't want to hurt you. I don't want to have to face, like, the embarrassment or the awkwardness or a potential argument. Because, like, what if you come back at me, like, you know, like, really wanting answers or, like, insisting, like, hey, it should be this way. So, and then the third reason is lack of consequences, which I think, honestly, is the most hurtful. And it's kind of like, I can just block you, you know, I don't actually have to face you. I don't really care about how it makes you feel. Like, it's not like I work with you, so I'll have to see you. Or, you know, you don't know my family. So if I stop talking to you, nobody else will know about it. And the fourth reason is self-care, and this is more for people who feel endangered. So maybe they feel if they were to confront this other person and break it off, they might be harmed in some way, shape, or form. So after listing some common reasons, I would like to get into, have you ever ghosted somebody and why, and does it fall into these categories? And we'll start with you, Alexis.
I did ghost someone. I believe I mentioned it the other night where I did ghost. The times that I ghost people is just, I don't want to deal with them. And that's just me. I am the type of person where I will admit at times I can be super harsh, and at times when I say something, my intention is not to hurt your feelings, but it comes across as such because Tawanda knows this about me. I'm very blunt. I do not sugarcoat things.
And sometimes that I say, a lot of people misinterpret because of the way they hear it, not the way that I say it. So I will be the first one to admit, sometimes I just ghost because I just don't want to deal with the damn person.
Yeah, I respect that. And we already know Carl broke a lot of hearts, so we'll go to you, Kia. Have you ever ghosted somebody and why?
You say Kia or Kaya?
Kaya.
No, I can't say that I have, no. I do, like Tawanda, I try to tie up all my loose ends of as far as, like, if I'm seeing someone, I'll try and call it off, or some, most of the time they're the one calling it off. So, yeah, I can't say that I have.
Do you guys consider, like, when you're talking to someone online and they just stop replying, do you consider that ghosting, or is it after you've, like, met them a bunch, maybe even talked on the phone? I mean, like, where does, like, the line of ghosting begin, I guess? How about you, Alexis?
I think any communication form, if you're going to stop talking to somebody and you just disappear, I don't really consider it ghosting until you really get to know the person. Like, for example, if I were to meet somebody on a chatting website and we only talked once and I never hear from the person again, that's fine. That's not ghosting. I consider ghosting when I actually invested something in it. Then it's considered ghosting. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. I've been surprised that, like, people that I've never met, that I've left on read or whatever, and they're upset. And I don't know. I kind of think that's a little dramatic because I'm like, well, I've never met you, and we've talked for like 2 days, you know. I'm in agreement with that. How about you, Kaya? I mean, where do you draw the line with ghosting? Is it kind of similar to what Alexa said? Or?
Yeah, I would say after you invested time into somebody. But it depends, though, because some people, they take their time on social media. I mean, on social media, excuse me, on those dating apps. And, they, you know, they can be talking for weeks at a time. So I guess it kind of just depends on how long you've been talking before you guys actually decide to stop talking to each other, or however that may go. But I would say, like, if you're talking to somebody longer than a month, you know what I mean? I feel like that's still investing your time. Or if you're talking to somebody longer than maybe even 2 months, 3 months, that's still investing your time. So after, I would probably say it's never happened to me, but or maybe it has, I don't know. I would probably say maybe 2 months after you've been talking on the dating app. If you talk that long,
yeah.
On the dating app.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever ghosted anybody. Anyone who's ever, like, messaged me again and has been like, hey, like, what happened? I've always responded, so I didn't intentionally ghost them, at least. But, you know, like I said, I think that's a kind of a fine line for everybody. But I think if they reach out and you respond, you know, I think that makes it a little better, at least. So we're going to have one more break.
Welcome to Trending News. Rihanna's lingerie company, Savage X Fenty, just dropped its first male underwear line, and it sold out within a few hours. But what really got everybody talking was that she decided to incorporate plus-size male models into her show. For her latest collection, Savage X Fenty Fashion, which has been producing seasonal underwear collections for women of all sizes for the last 3 years, she challenged industry standards with her inclusive line featuring models of all races, sizes, and now gender. Twitter has been flooded with images of plus-size men models showcased on the brand's website, and many highlighted how, quote, all deserve to be represented as no type of beauty is more significant than another, end quote. Savage X Fenty Underwear for Men, which offers men a wide variety of silky boxers and briefs in different sizes.
All right, so one last statistic. Percent of women have experienced some form of ghosting on dating apps, compared with 71% of men. Now, I don't know how they ran that poll. Maybe there's more women on these dating apps, but it seems, according to the survey, that women are ghosted more than men are. So for my final question, I just wanted to know, like, how do you get over being ghosted? What are some tips, tricks? And I'll start with you, Carl, if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just want to get over ghosting. You don't. I don't. I guess that's it. Yeah.
But you've never been ghosted.
It'll come around eventually someday. It'll come around again, really. That's the amazing thing is, you know, whenever there's a missed opportunity, somehow, some way the universe kind of makes it happen so that you can go through it again.
Okay. So the universe will get them back, basically.
Or get you back. I mean, basically, whatever is dissatisfied, it's going to come back again. And, you know, what I'm really appreciating, too, is it's sometimes it's just too much to go to expect too much. I think one is better off being wise with what's best to be said and what is best to let be unsaid. And, yeah, it's as far as I can get. Otherwise, no, I'm too immature. I never get over anything, really.
So you hold a lot of grudges.
There you go.
I feel that.
Every one of them. I count them. Yeah.
I count them every night.
No, but I do have a necklace that I just count the links on the chain so I can remember. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not that bad, but maybe I will be. How about you, Alexis? What is your advice for getting over being ghosted?
I'm not really sure that I'm the person you really want advice from. Because it's more in my nature to get even.
Yeah.
Yeah, people in my family, we don't take things like that lying down. We're the more get revenge and get even type. But in all honesty, my advice is don't bother wasting your time. Because if that person is going to behave that way, and is going to treat you that way, take it as a sign and a blessing that that person is no longer in your life, because the people who truly value you for you and the people who truly want to be a part of your life will never treat you that way. So for me, take me for example. The person who ghosted me, yes, I was hurt. Yes, I was very angry, but in a way, a positive came out of it. I changed myself, and now he missed out on an awesome person because the last time I heard from him, he wanted to know if we could start all over, and you guys can pretty much guess what my answer to that was. So my advice is you are allowed to feel how you are feeling. It is perfectly normal to be angry, hurt, or upset. Nobody likes to be rejected, but allow yourself some time to cool off and then bounce back. Bounce back and be a new, better you, because there might be a perfect person who is going to improve your life around the corner, and that person is in the rear view mirror for a reason.
Okay, I got you. So improve yourself. That's your advice. All right. How about you, Kaya? Any advice?
For me, it just took a lot of time. Like, it took a lot of time. I worked out a lot during the time when I was really, like, really saddened by the whole event. I would say try not to think of it too much, because I think that's what kept me in that state of mind that I was in. But I guess you can say depression. And I thought about it all the time. I mean, all the time. And I didn't want to do anything. I had to move back in with my mom, you know, and I was just like, it just kind of happened too fast. And then it ended, like, it happened too fast, and then it ended too quickly. So I was really depressed. Like, my mom had to literally get me out of my room. I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't do anything. Like, it was weird. It was really weird. But for my advice, I would just say, don't think about it. you know, try to do anything that you can, anything and everything that you can to take it out of your, to get out of your head. Because, you know, if you're, if you stay in your head, you're going to stay in those thoughts. You're going to stay in that, you know, that sad place. And if you can take your mind off of it, then you will eventually get over it.
Yeah, and I think it helps to know and just kind of accept the facts, because I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but I kind of start, like, making up excuses, like, oh, like, maybe their phone broke, or, like, I don't know, like, even though it's, like, so not true, right? Because we're all on social media, well, I mean, except me and Carl, but everybody else is, so, I mean, it's pretty hard to, like, not be connected, but I think for me, it's helped to just accept the fact that they just don't want me, you know, like they just don't for whatever reason. And just like I haven't wanted others. And so it's a brutal truth, but I think once you face it, you know, it just makes it easier over time, I think, because it's what happened, you know. Mm-hmm. So any last comments before we close out for the night? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, I'll say something.
Okay.
You know, yeah, at some point, I guess we're all going to be ghosts again, so you might as well, like, just save that till then, right? Yeah, can you imagine being a ghost and, like, nobody can hear you, like, at all? Like, that's kind of the most frustrating thing. So best take advantage of life as one does and speak the truth while you still can be heard by everybody else.
Yeah, we're all going to die one day, so do some living. Is that what you're saying?
No. That was more like, you know, if we got plenty of opportunities to be ghosts, then let's just save the ghost until then.
I respect that. I agree.
For me, you know what? For the people I ghosted, I'm going to say I'm not sorry. Because I just, the situation where I ghosted, I never ghost people. I don't ghost people without a good reason. So for the people that I ghosted, I will apologize, but I'm not really sorry about it. But I don't think ghosting should be done. I think it doesn't take much. If you can't face the person or you can't just tell the person on the phone, send them a quick text and just say, hey, this isn't working out. Have a nice life. Right? It's better to rip off the Band-Aid than it is to leave somebody sitting there expecting or waiting. That's just not fair.
I agree. I think it goes back to the golden rule, which Tawanda mentioned, and it's like, you know, I think everybody wants closure, and it's good to give it. Like you said, even if it's just a brief message, and then you block them, but at least you gave them a I'm just kidding. Even though, but at least you gave them a message. So, yes, I agree completely. And yeah, all right, guys. Well, if no one has anything else to say, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single Across America. We would love to hear how you are living single in your city. So please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website at www.livingsingle.org. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Thank you. Until next time.